Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. A show that doesn't have anything to do with sex. I just put the name in there to get your attention. And the bandwidth for this show is provided by IP House up here in Minneapolis. Well, I got a lot of feedback about that change in format, so we won't be doing that again anytime soon. Sorry about that. We're back to the sort of normal rant and a record deal where I'll ramble on about some stuff for a while and then play a song. I think this show I'm going to talk again about how podcasting can enhance an existing community of interest. I talked to Peter about how podcasts could be used. He works for a gaming company. And we had a big chat about how you could use podcasting to sort of enhance that. And I got this amazing MP3 audiogram from Reinhardt in Germany that triggered a couple of thoughts in here. And then Dante wrote a note about how maybe podcasting could be used to enhance his online magazine. Anyway, all of those sort of came together. In all cases, I came back pretty strongly in favor of using podcasting as an enhancement to an existing community of interest. But I don't think it replaces that stuff. There's a lot of concern, I suppose, that podcasting is a media killer, a radio killer, and I think in some cases it is. I think if the radio is really boring and mainstream, that the Adam Curry notion that radio sucks is probably right. But I think in most cases, podcasting is not a standalone thing, but rather something that you put in conjunction with some other stuff. And now a lot of this came out of a thought that Reinhardt amplified, which is the problem that I face as a podcaster right now, because I don't know who you are and I don't know what your interests and demographics are. There's not a real good mechanism for you to tell me whether I'm doing a good job or not. And so I sort of stumble along and I try things like last week's format change, and I changed the website, which triggered a whole bunch of downloads. Sorry about that for those of you who are wondering why all of a sudden all of the shows downloaded again. That was my fault. But, you know, I'm sort of shooting in the dark because there isn't a mechanism for you all to tell me what's going on. Whereas if you are using podcasting in an existing community, like a gaming community or an online newsletter or something like that, that wouldn't be a problem because you'd already have the mechanism, some other mechanism that you could use to tell each other whether this was a good thing or not. So here are some examples of things that you might think about doing. You know, in Peter's case, he works for a gaming company. A lot of the gaming stuff is very, very community specific. You know, there are people who are really into games and really into specific games, and wouldn't podcasts about those games, either by the gamers themselves or by the people who develop the games, be a great way to sort of enhance what's going on? It's kind of like way back in the early days of radio, there was a product called Ovaltine, which most of you have probably never heard of because you were born after it went off the market, but it was competing hot and heavy with Hershey's chocolate syrup and Nestle's Quick for the chocolate milk market. I was a part of that market. I myself was a Hershey's fan, but everybody had their own tastes, and Ovaltine had a secret decoder ring that you could get if you sent in a certain number of the foil tops off of the Ovaltine containers, so you'd get your mom to save those. You could send them in, and you could get this secret decoder ring, and there was stuff in the radio show that you could only understand if you had this secret decoder ring. Well, I think podcasting in a gaming context could be like the secret decoder ring. It could be a way to put new content out there that people who are really into the game could get. It could be a new channel for people who are into the game or the developers of the game to communicate with the rest of the community. I think it'd be really cool. You know, you go to Dante's situation. Dante runs a big online newsletter. He produces, I don't know, 30 or 40 articles a week, and he was wondering if those could be turned into podcasts. I don't think he'd want to turn all of them into podcasts, because 30 or 40 of these podcasts a week, I think, would overwhelm both ends of the spectrum. I think it would overwhelm the listeners, because I don't think people want to get hit with 30 or 40 podcasts a week. They don't have time to listen to them, for one thing, and it would just, I think it would blow them away. I don't think they'd subscribe. And I think also, it'd just be a hell of a lot of work to produce 40 podcasts a week. I mean, I have enough trouble getting one or two out, so, you know, I'm thinking 40 a week, wow, that would be a lot of audio. Not to mention all the bandwidth that would consume. That would be a boatload of bandwidth to support. You'd have to figure out some way to monetize the podcast, and that, I think, might destroy the whole value of it. Whereas, you know, a once-a-week summary that sort of brought people's attention to some of the coolest stuff would be a great way to sort of jump outside of the written page. It'd be a great thing to take on an airplane or a commute if you were really into the topic of that online newsletter. It'd be just another terrific medium for that. So, you know, I think it'd be really cool. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.